Hi everyone, welcome to Beyond Sunday. I am so happy to spend a little time today going a little bit deeper with our current series on mental health. And with me today is Jamie Gray, who has some expertise in this area. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kristen.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I feel like this is a very important series, so I'm excited.
Really good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have a history of working with adolescents, children, marriages. Right now I'm working at Georgia College with college students. And I also have some private practice work that I do in the evenings a couple of times a week.
Oh, that's great. That's great. A great way to serve our community. So, Jamie, it seems like this series has caught people's attention. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's generated some buzz. And so I would love to hear your thoughts on why that is.
I really feel like that there has always been a discussion about mental health. Like, everyone is always like, we need to do more. We need to think about it. Like, it's very important. But a lot of times I think sometimes the mark gets missed with actually like stepping up and like doing something. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a really good opportunity for people not only to come to church and be able to talk about things that are really going on with them, but I think it just kind of normalizes it and almost gives a safe space for people to really kind of express maybe what is going on with them.
That's good. This past Sunday, our lead pastor, Adam, he talked about breaking apart some of those myths that I think we commonly have as Christ followers when it comes to mental health. Mm-hmm. Which one of those myths kind of stuck out to you as being the most common?
So there were actually two.
Okay.
I could narrow down to one. Mm-hmm. So the first one is just that Christians shouldn't struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't struggle with your mental health. Like, things should be easy or nothing should be hard or difficult. And I think that, you know, God has a plan for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, like, maybe in that plan, you may struggle a little bit. You may have things that you have to deal with. And I think it's just more about, like, your faith being there to support you through your struggle versus looking at, like, okay, either why did God do this to me? Why do I have this issue? Or it's not okay for me to admit it because, you know, after I'm baptized and I know that God loves me, like, why is this still happening and why am I talking about it? Mm-hmm. And I think in that, it's just super important to recognize that your time with God can be more. Like, you can use that prayer time and being intentional about your meditation time, even focusing on maybe what's going on and having a conversation with God about it. But I think it's just super important to realize that struggles happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a different level, sometimes the things that you're dealing with are not things that are within your control.
Right.
I mean, a lot of mental health disorders do come from brain chemistry concerns. Mm-hmm. And that's not really something, you know, that is easily, you know, that's not something that you can easily overcome without some additional help.
Right.
But in order to do that, you have to kind of say, hey, I'm struggling a little bit.
Right.
And so I think as Christians, that is a really hard thing to do.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
what
for sure.
What do you think that people feel when they're going through a mental health struggle? What kind of symptoms do you commonly see when you talk to people that are going through a mental health struggle?
A lot of people that I see come in with some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Just like feeling, I think right now, feeling overwhelmed is impactful for people. Just feeling that, like, I've got to kind of do everything. And then just kind of trying to find their place in, like, how do I make sense of everything that's going on with me? And how do I make sense of what's currently happening? I see a lot of people that sometimes feel hopeless.
Right.
You know, and depending on the issues that are currently going on, like, if there's a history of trauma, there could be just some powerlessness. A lot of feeling out of control, feeling like my brain is everywhere or my brain is busy is the one that I commonly get from my kids and my young adults. So I think it's just kind of a lot of times trying to figure out, like, what is happening?
Right.
You know, so there is a lot of that I see a good bit of.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like from times that I've talked to people going through a mental health struggle, there's this sense of being alone. Like, there's no one that can support them in what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked how last week the point was, you're not alone in your struggle.
Yes.
So what would you say to people that maybe come to you and say, you know, I feel alone in what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, and that's not uncommon at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as, like, one of them is, it's very hard to admit that there's even something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to be like, yes, I'm going through this struggle. And sometimes, especially like when you're dealing with things like depression or anxiety, it's also very easy to isolate because it's very easy to kind of draw back into yourself and, you know, you are almost making yourself feel alone because you are kind of isolating. So I think it's very important to work on building a community, whether that's friends, whether that's family, and really building that support system that can be there for you in not feeling alone and reaching out.
Right. And in that community, being able to say, hey, I'm not okay.
Yes.
But I don't want to stay that way.
Right.
And then also having a group of people that also maybe share your same faith and are going to be praying for you and supporting you is so key in going through those times, I think.
And then recognizing how your story can also be impactful to something else. Because you never know who you're in a community with that may not have come to terms with what they are struggling with. So being able to share that and being able to say, hey, I'm not alone in this and I need some help, you never realize how impactful that is to others.
That's right. I agree, totally agree. So this week's message focused on depression, and I loved the sermon in a sentence, which was, when depression attacks, fight back. What do you say about that?
I totally agree because, and like I just said, a lot of times when there is some depression particularly, you tend to want to isolate. You tend to want to just stay home and I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to do anything. I do have this fear that I might be missing something. And then it becomes like what I call like a tornado of thoughts.
Yes.
Like a bad cycle.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of like negative thinking in that. And it's so much easier to like go to the negative than to think positively when you're in that mindset.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to keep not only your mind moving and keep reaching out and keep talking to people, but finding something that you enjoy doing. Trying to find something, even if it's like a tiny little thing every single day, to like really find ways to like take care of yourself.
Right. That's really good. So it sounds like you're recommending some self-care in that.
Yes.
What other resources do you recommend?
There are a lot of really good apps out there. There's a Headspace app. There's a Calm app. Those are very easy to, they're very accessible. They're low cost. Sometimes they give you free trials. That has a lot of different things that you can do wherever you are, you know. Obviously, I'm highly supportive of like reaching out to do like therapy if that's needed, finding local counseling resources that may benefit, local groups that meet that kind of pertain to maybe something that you're struggling with. And there are just, there are a lot of online resources. There are also a lot of books that you can read pertaining to like kind of being able to move forward and getting out of your head almost is a popular one. To just be able to grasp those resources, whether it's somewhere you go or something you can do in the comfort of your own home. But just recognizing that there are lots of different kinds of resources.
That's right. And when we were planning this series, our pastoral staff got together and wanted to make sure that we provided some links on our website to some different things, some different resources that we felt would help people that are going through different things. So if you go to northridge.online and click the mental health resources tab, you'll see a ton of things on there that will be helpful to you in that. So let's go back for just a moment to self-care because we've got something coming up that we're excited about.
We do.
That's right. So Sunday, October 16th at 3 o'clock, Jamie is going to lead us through a workshop on self-care. So tell us a little bit about what that might look like.
So kind of what I want to do in that is first kind of just explain like what some of the things that you're going through may be, like to be able to talk about stress, you know, to be able to talk about how it affects you. Ways to maybe better manage that. And just kind of, I think it's also important to note how it affects you long term. Also give some just very easy tips and tricks and practice some different things so that you can realize that what you can grasp onto does not have to be something huge. You know, it's not like, oh, I have to take the whole weekend and go somewhere. No, I can take 5 minutes in the morning to like pray or breathe or meditate. And that time can be so powerful. So just to really normalize self-care and then hopefully provide some different ways to be able to do that that are effective.
I think that'll be great. So I hope that our listeners can mm-hmm. join us Sunday, October 16th at 3, where we're going to talk about self-care and really help people figure out some different ways to help them fight back when they're going through a rough time. I think that'll be great. Hey, we're so glad you were here with us today, Jamie. Thank you so much for sharing with us and for supporting us in this series that we're going through. I think it's been a really good thing for people to hear about. So thank you so much for being with us today. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.